my father and my grandfather, but they came from Gloucestershire. They were down on the left bank of the Severn, sort of Cirencester that way. It was quite a big operation when we came, when we moved. We had to bring all our livestock by train, get them out of the railway trucks, because I was too small to know what, well, I knew what was going on, but I wasn't going to take any part in it. But and they had to be driven along the road here, all the livestock we brought from Norton near Gloucester. And the same applied to the agricultural implements. They were all stacked on open trucks on the train. They had to be fetched by horse.
Yes, I suppose it was a very usual thing to do, was it, in those days?
Not as usual, no.
Move lock, stock and barrel from one farm to another.
And that was considered a long way, too. That was 20 miles or more, 23 or 4 miles, 25 miles probably, which we've been doing half an hour.
Yes. Quite. They wouldn't think twice these days. We haven't talked about Howden. I've got two names. There's a Joseph Smithin. Does that name ring a bell?
Oh, Smithin was our sort of, when we came, well, Mr. Hearns, who bought the manor from the manor, as you, I'm sure you know, it was the lords of the manor, the ecclesiastical commissioners now. It's always been in church ownership, the lords of, lordship of the manor. It's never changed, it still is, but there's no, what the Americans would call real estate left in the hands of the lords of the manor now. And what really made a break was when Mr. Hearns, in 1915, before I was born or just about on, bought the manor farm. And that sort of, I suppose that brought about quite a big change in Cleefriar when that happened. Yes, those were the days of rented farms. In fact, most of the sort of people with who had an unearned income, it nearly always came from land, really. They were.
So that was, Smithin was nothing to do with Howden Farm then?
No.
I was just trying to fit names.
He lived at Top Farm, where I lived. Yeah, and he was our most distinguished citizen, I should think. He was not only a member of the Evesham Rural District Council, he was chairman of it for some time. If you went into their offices, you'd probably still see his picture up on the wall. Yes, this was Joseph Smithin, magistrate, JP. Yeah. And he and before we came, he, the Hearns and the Smithin were the two sort of rulers, you might almost call it, of the village in those days.
Yeah, I see.
Didn't think anybody dared to propose anybody else for chair of the parish council. One of them, though.